So based on what you're seeing right now, what's your assessment of what's happened with this storm?
Well, on the extreme west side, right by the canal, it looks like there was a little bit of overwash into the parking lot. Really nothing too detrimental to the environment or infrastructure right here. Over closer to the boardwalk, the increase in tide, this was one of the highest tides of the year. The increase in tide put it right up over top of the Sandwich Boardwalk. In addition to that, the town of Sandwich knows where some of the vulnerable areas are, and they put a sacrificial dune, literally just dump trucks of compatible sand in between two areas of dune that breached last year.
This type of temporary sand pile offers protection for sensitive barrier dunes during big storms like this one.
That was doing a good job as of about 11:30. It was just starting to get around one end of it. I really don't know if it completely compromised it or not, but it certainly held it through at least two tidal cycles and prevented a lot of flooding and erosion that would have happened otherwise.
Berman says there are several shoreline stabilization methods that can be used. One of the most common is sandbags.
But when you do that kind of protection, typically you're going to get waves reflecting on it and creating a lot more erosion right around that area and some scour. So if you just put sand, it does go away a lot more quickly, but it has less detrimental impact on the environment.
Berman was on his way to Dennis and Brewster to check on reports of flooding there as well. For WCAI, I'm Brian Morris at Town Neck Beach in Sandwich.